This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times.
It's lunchtime. It's a necessary part of any workday. But have you noticed that sometimes, maybe even frequently, you return to work feeling all sluggish? Well, now there's a new way to beat post-lunch laziness. Instead of taking your break at the drive-thru, hit the dance floor. Boogie fever. Caitlin Carroll reports from Berlin.
It's about 12 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and the Franz Club in Berlin is full. Not with the typical 20-something hipsters, but with middle-aged workers on their lunch breaks. Some wear suits, some wear sneakers. All of them strut their stuff on the dance floor. Martin Burkle manages a team of electrical engineers, and he's brought them to the club. Is it embarrassing to dance with your coworkers?
The first four guys are already on the dance floor, so they still look a little bit shy, but I think they'll get there somehow.
Burkle and his colleagues have come here as a kind of team-building exercise. But others, like job consultant Petra Leitmeier, came to make new connections.
I never have been dancing in the middle of the day, except in my own living room. But people may use these kind of parties as a networking opportunity.
This lunchtime disco, or lunch beat as it's known, is new to Berlin, but it's already established in many other cities around the world. The idea started in Sweden in 2010 as a way for health-conscious office workers to break up the monotony of work and get a little exercise. Since then, clubs and even corporations like Microsoft have begun hosting these one-hour afternoon dance sessions. Ola de Schweda is the DJ at Lunch Beat Berlin. He says the idea is simple.
It's a party at an unusual time, and it's unusually short, but it's a party. You go dancing. Basta. But we don't serve any alcohol, and the food involved is what is called brain food.
If you want beer or cocktails, you're out of luck. But healthy stuff, like energy bars, fruit, or fresh juices are always on hand. Ola de Schweda says this kind of activity can help make workers more productive after lunch. But Lunch Beat is not all about business.
It's great. It's for flirting and for for coming in contact.
Vanessa Del Rey is a sex coach. She comes to Lunch Beat for the physical effects.
I'm feeling great. I'm energized and I'm happy. I'm laughing and I'm sweating. It's a good feeling for the rest of the day.
As the lunch beat wraps up, engineer Martin Burkle takes a break from dancing with his coworkers. He says they've loosened up a lot since they first got here. Some are sweating and smiling.
I think it's especially in a conservative environment like we're working or in conservative company. I think it's a lot of fun to see them actually dancing and having fun and going out and wild. If they're not also going to be more productive, I don't know. But at least they've seen themselves and the rest of the team in a different environment. And I think that will help.
Whether or not it helps to dance with your boss is debatable, but people at Lunch Beat Berlin do seem to have a lot more swing to their step than when they walked in. In Berlin, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.